Up next, we have a report on light rail by producer Kelly Enright. So she talked to Green Party transport spokesperson Julie Ann Ginter about the proposed light rail from Auckland City to the airport in 2021.
NZTA and Auckland Transport have been working on a proposal for rail to the airport through Mangere for 2 years now, and they have quite detailed plans. It will extend from Wynyard Quarter up Queen Street along Dominion Road, then it will follow State Highway 20A down through Mangere and to the airport.
And this is supported by Labor?
Yes, this plan is supported by Labor. What's different about what the Greens have said is that we're saying we need to bring forward the time frame considerably, and we should be aiming to have it done by 2021 in time for the next America's Cup and APEC.
This was the original plan was to have it done by 2025, is that right?
Initially, when we campaigned before the last election, we said City Rail Link by 2020, Airport Rail by 2025, but that was when we were looking at extending the heavy rail network.
Right.
In fact, Auckland Transport have identified a real opportunity to extend our whole network by adding a new line through Dominion Road. And so that makes it possible to actually work on City Rail Link and Airport Rail at the same time.
Because I saw in one of the more detailed plans that was proposed last year that there might be another light rail link that would go, you know, over its own bridge and out to Orewa. Is that still something that you guys want to work on, or are you just kind of wanting to focus on the Airport Rail Link at this point?
Oh, we have campaigned strongly on rail to the shore, and of course that would be an extension of this line, so eventually you'd have a line going across the harbour and all the way up along the North Shore, and that's something that should be worked on, and we should be aiming to have that done by 2025, 2030 at the latest.
The light rail is proposed to cost about $2.3 billion, is that right?
Yeah, that's the forecast cost now. It's probably pretty conservative, so I'd say in fact, it might be able to be done for less than that.
Wow, yeah. And is this government-funded, fully government-funded?
The current national government is holding back progress on rail in Auckland, particularly this rail line, because they're fighting over who should pay for it, rather than guaranteeing that it gets funding from the transport budget, which is what the Greens think it should be funded from. They're trying to play games with the airport and with Auckland Council. Look, we know this is a project of national significance. It's something that can and should be funded from the transport budget. And of course, we should also be looking to investigate an opportunity with this project in particular to use land value uplift capture to partially fund it.
Now, I know there would have to be kind of council grants from this, or grant council permission rather. Is this something that you think that the Auckland Council will agree with and support?
Yeah, I do think this is something Auckland Council will support. The biggest barrier to getting it done right now is really the national government, central government, refusing to commit to the project or to fund it.
So Simon Bridges says, he thinks it's not feasible, and he says moving from bus to light rail is probably a question of when there is demand for it. What do you think about that?
That's ridiculous. If we know that we're going to build rail, we should do it once and do it right. It will cost an enormous amount to rip up a busway and transition it to light rail, and there'd be huge disruption to the service in the middle of that. So I don't think it makes any sense to spend over $1 billion on a busway when we know that rail is the ultimate answer.
And is this light rail going to be, does it have environmental impact, and in terms of userness, is it economically friendly?
Light rail and extending our rail network is one of the best things we could do to improve the environmental footprint of our transport system in Auckland. We need to be moving to electrified rapid transit rather than having this dependency on single occupant vehicles. And in terms of the economics, the Green Party has a policy of reducing fares across the board for public transport. That's something that can be done. If we didn't have the national government's ideological opposition, which at the moment is keeping fares much higher than is economically optimal for people who are trying to get around the city. But overall, if you make the fares too high, then more people find it cheaper to drive and they clog up the roads with congestion. And that adds to pollution. It's more expensive for them in the long run because they have to own more cars. But that's the situation we're in right now. Our public transport is insufficient and too expensive for people.
Do you have a kind of forecasted cost of what the light rail might be like? Or?
No, I think at this stage it's too difficult to say what the overall pricing would be for fares. But, you know, we've moved to a zone-based fare regime, and I think that we would anticipate that light rail would be part of that and that we would be aiming to reduce fares across the board.
Beautiful. I just wanted also to ask about during the infrastructure and building of this light rail, you know, how will that impact kind of traffic congestion? How long will the infrastructure take? What will that look like for road users at the moment?
That's one reason why it would make so much sense to accelerate the project and do it in the next 4 years. We already have the city center disrupted because of City Rail. So as long as everything's ripped up and disrupted, it's a great time to go ahead and put in that other line.
Yeah.
And of course, setting that hard target of 2021 really will ensure that we minimize the disruption to the city and we get the largest amount of benefit we can from the project by having it open. So the line will extend from Wynyard Quarter along Queen Street, Dominion Road, and then it will join up with State Highway 20A and run through Mangere, providing a whole lot of new stations to Mangere.
Cool. And that will be about 40 to 50 minutes?
The forecast travel time from downtown to the airport is 43 minutes. Arguably, it could be accelerated slightly. It depends on how fast it can travel.